an agent today at amfam.com/family.
This is Dave and Darren in the morning, only on Rock 104.9.
Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader, and he joins us every Friday to talk about the movies.
That I do.
And this Good Friday morning, is no exception. We're always happy to see you, Mike.
Nice to see you as well. You survived St. Patrick's Day. That's
yeah,
all good.
Well, being a grown-up helps.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah. I was in bed before 10. It was perfect.
Yeah, so, yeah.
10. As was I.
Yeah.
Right on. We were telling Mike about our James Lipton interview earlier in the week.
Oh, my God, I'm jealous.
And now it's all we can do to talk in our James Lipton voice.
Man,
I don't know. Probably something as innocuous as, "The devil you say."
Wow, wish I didn't miss that.
Yeah,
that's
He's something else. And
I he was immersed in tears.
He was promoting the new Bradley Cooper movie, which is in theaters today. We'll talk about that, and we're going to have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to Rave Motion Pictures when this is done.
Yep, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you sign up, you would have got your weekend showtimes like I just received. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and of course, they have the IMAX.
Well, that's all good. All right, so what did you see, Mike?
Yeah, it was a bad weekend. I had to pay for the good weekend I had previously this past time.
That
so
happens.
Let's see. Battle Los Angeles. Let's start with that. Yeah, it's as bad as we kind of expected it was going to be. But it's got moments of just unbelievable hilarity how bad this thing is.
I read your review, and it seemed like, as awful as it was, you had a great time laughing at it.
Yeah, I laughed at it quite a bit, and yeah, that was fun.
Tell the story about the laundry.
Oh, my God, do I love this so much. Yeah, it's about a half hour into the movie, and we know the aliens have been attacking for hours throughout the planet, different locations all over the place. The Marines get sent into Santa Monica to go rescue a family. And one of the Marines hides in a laundry room, and he sees out the window, you know, the aliens are attacking, and he's really nervous, and he hears this noise behind him, and he goes, "Ah!" and turns around, and it's just the washing machine going. Now, what that means, of course, is that someone during this attack said, "You know what no one else is going to be doing right now? I could throw in my whites and
I'll be the only one
I'll be the only one doing it.
I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords, and I'm going to do it in clean clothes."
It was, yeah.
Do they ever
I just kind of sat there like going, really? Someone did laundry during? Oh,
and if
awesome.
This is a spoiler, don't tell me, but do they ever explain why the aliens are attacking us?
They don't. There are random theories that they're here for our water, but we never see them like
sucking
grabbing
up the
water. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. And they're kind of half made of metal, so it doesn't seem how water would actually help them a whole
other
lot.
Other than rust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Nipsey Russell and The Wiz taught me anything.
Right?
Right.
They don't want water.
They don't want it.
Right.
It was a hoot, Nanny. It's a terrible movie, but not without its charms.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Red Riding Hood has no charms at all.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. That's just a bad Twilight. I mean, it's too bad because every review kind of references Twilight. It's by Catherine Hardwicke, who directed the first one. But it's freaking Twilight. It's the same movie.
Uh-huh.
It's the sweet, you know, kind of dense blonde girl and her two hunky boyfriends, and it's just ridiculous. Yeah, it's terrible. You should be laughing at this movie like Battle LA. It should be a hoot,
but
and it's not. It just takes itself really seriously and ugh, awful.
At some point, there needs to be a siren going off, and Mike just yells, "We've got movie sign." It sounds like these are that bad.
Yeah, it really was that bad. And finally, Mars Needs Moms.
Yeah.
Terrible, which you probably heard about. I mean, how much that movie lost.
They were going to do, because Robert Zemeckis had a hand in this, and they've been talking forever about doing a remake of Yellow Submarine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've decided they're done with this whole Zemeckis thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Because it's so awful to watch.
Yeah. It is. It's creepy. It's frustrating.
Right.
And
I think it cost, this Mars Needs Mom cost something like $158 million to make,
mm-hmm.
and it made $3 million.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not great at...
Oh, no. They
no,
lost
someone
their
can't be
ass
happy about
this.
I'm not great at numbers, but that seems like a bad idea.
From what I understand, the guy who greenlit the project also got fired. Right? So
I'm sorry. It made $6.9 million, but it cost $152 million. So that's not good.
No. Disney lost a little bit of bank there for sure. So
there you go.
Yeah, it was terrible. So that was it. It was a bum weekend for sure.
Well,
as far as flicks went,
three this weekend.
We do have three opening up this weekend. Let's start with Limitless, which
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Our first in tears. Aspiring author Eddie.
3 years at $25,000 a year.
I took so much of his parents' money. But, I was crying because I realized they're done writing checks for me.
Aspiring author Eddie Mora, suffering from chronic writer's block, but his life changes instantly when an old friend introduces him to NZT, a revolutionary new pharmaceutical that allows him to tap his full potential. Here's a clip from the trailer, at least for Limitless.
You know how they say that we can only access 20% of our brain? This lets you access all of it. They've had clinical trials and it's FDA approved.
All right, just out of curiosity, and that's all. I was blind, but now I see.
A tablet a day, and I was limitless. I now had cultural appetites.
Since when do you speak Italian?
I finished my book in 4 days.
I'd like to renegotiate my advance.
Math became useful.
From 12,000 to 2.3 million in 10 days.
I'm baffled by this guy.
So, Eddie Mora, you do know you're a freak.
What's your secret?
Medication.
Let me ask you this, Eddie Mora. You taking these pills? You blink my wife? You blink my wife? You blink, I'm asking you. You blink my wife?
I read this great snippet about this movie saying that Robert De Niro goes through the whole thing with his cleaning out the fridge face. Where he doesn't even bother acting anymore. Yeah. Just looks like he smells something a little off. What is that?
This would
what
be the downside that? Of that pill is if you took it and it was like, this is my full potential.
I'm doing it.
This is
it. Oh, crap.
I was doing it the whole time, huh?
That would be heartbreaking.
It's an interesting scenario for
a movie.
I don't know.
Give it a whirl. Sure.
Also opening today, we've got the movie The Lincoln Lawyer. Mickey Haller, played by Matthew McConaughey, is an L.A. criminal defense attorney who operates out of the back of his Lincoln sedan. He spent most of his career defending garden variety criminals until he lands the case of his career defending Louis Roulette, played by the awful Ryan Phillippe. A Beverly Hills playboy accused of rape and attempted murder. Well, this sounds like a ton of fun. This is based on the best-selling novel by Michael Connelly. Have you ever read any of his stuff?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he's got the Harry Bosch series, and he's got the this Mickey Haller series, and sometimes they work together on cases.
Is that right?
Anyway, this is the first Michael Connelly book that I can think of that's been turned into a movie, and I don't have a clip.
The sequel will be The Town Car Gardener.
Well, yeah, he should get a little bit better. Okay. Also opening in theaters today is the movie Paul. Settle down, Darren. It's not about your favorite Paul. It's about a Martian named Paul. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, the guys that did Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Yes,
and are
all
great.
Good.
They're great in everything.
Yes. But
they reunite for the comedy adventure Paul as two sci-fi geeks whose pilgrimage takes them to America's UFO heartland. While there, they accidentally meet an alien who brings them on an insane road trip that alters their universe forever. Paul.
I'm on board for now.
The alien, played by Seth Rogen.
You got Seth Rogen.
Well, you know.
He can be great. Yes, there was just that period where he was in everything, like every week for about a year there.
Yeah.
Which is irritating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got your Bill Hader, your Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You got your David Koechner. Whammy! Our buddy Dave Koechner.
Yeah, right.
And Sigourney Weaver as well.
Sigourney Weaver in an alien movie. I'm happy.
If at some point Paul comes out of her stomach, then
that's
two tickets for me, please, right up front.
Shaun of the Dead might be my favorite movie ever made.
Really?
I don't know. I've seen it 2 dozen times at least.
Hot Fuzz is pretty damn good, too.
I proposed to that movie. Yeah, Hot Fuzz is great.
You did say come out of her stomach, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, easy. That's it. Darren. Please.
He has a type.
That's
his entertainment.
Hello.
And that's what set the movies this week. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
That's it, right?
All.
Okay, that's
I guess
it.
We're good.
That's enough. Off he goes.
That
He's
is.
Mike Schultz from the River Cities
Thanks,
Reader.
Guys.
And now the lucky ninth caller at 326 Rock, 326-1049, gets a 4-pack of tickets to the Rave Motion Pictures. And that's if you're listening to this live on the radio, not if you're listening to it on the podcast at rcreader.com. You shouldn't call if you're listening on the podcast.
That'd be ridiculous.
We gave away these tickets a while ago. But we're giving away the tickets now live here on Rock 104.9 to caller 9, 326-ROCK, 326-1049. As always, Mike.